standard.
Back in our old home down on West National Avenue, we had a parlor and we had a living room. A dining room and a kitchen and three bedrooms and a bath. So that was the way they referred to it. Nowadays they call, I don't know whether they have a living room or they call them family rooms mostly, what we used to call a living room. But we only sit in the parlor on Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was a kid. We used to have big double doors and that between the living room and the parlor. And unless we was going to have company at night through the week, then we would open those doors and throw the heat in there. Of course, before we had a furnace there, we had stoves. It might be interesting for me to mention one of the stoves that we had there was, I suppose it stood about 4.5-5 feet tall, and it had a lot of nickel plate on it, and isinglass all around it, like in cutting the windows. It was isinglass, and in the center of it, it had a sounder, about 8-inch sounder. And you put the hard coal in the top. It was a hard coal burner.
I see.
And you put the hard coal in the top, and then as it would fire, you could look through this isinglass and see the fire burning in there.
I saw one of those in Morristown once.
I bet maybe you did.
Yes.
They're quite antique now.
Yes.
I doubt if you could buy one for, I expect they'd cost you $1,000 now.
Might be very expensive today.
In my cottage that I sold down southeast of Brazil here 2 years ago, I had a majestic range. And I thought, oh, that thing isn't of any value at all. I won't bother about moving that. And I have friends in Chicago. They were down here about a year later, and Mrs. Poyer said, Perry, what did you do with your majestic range down at the cabin? And it had been taken care of. I said, oh, I just left it down there. It wasn't worth anything. She said, I wish I had it in Chicago. I said, why? She said, they're paying any place from $5,000 to $7,500 for those majestic ranges now. Can you imagine?
Oh,
well, right here.
This is perhaps,
between 75 and 80 years old, that clock and candlestick. An antique hunter come in here the other about a month ago and says, you want to sell that? And I said, no, I don't want to sell it. It's been here as long as I have. He says, I'll give you $1,800 for it. That's just how crazy people have gone.
Was that a Brazil?
Brazil dealer. But I thought, well, if you can get $1,800, I could too. I can get more than that, so I wouldn't let him
hang on, huh?
Yeah, sure. They come in this house quite often and spy some of the old things like this. This dining room suite here, which I'm planning on having it redone. I think I was 5 years old when we got that.
Is that so?
Ever. Now this old buffet here, we bought that a little later, but I wish we had what we call the old-fashioned sideboard.
Yes.
You remember the sideboard? Or
I've
seen pictures,
yes,
of it.
Yes.
Yeah, we had one of those. Quite fancy.
Uh-huh.
And then in our dining room down the other place, we had a plate rail.
Oh, yes.
About 2 feet down, hand-painted plates, have one china, and I have a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
And the antique dealers would like to get a hold of some of them.
Oh.
They're not going to get them.
Of course, no. You just stay right there with it. Now, I guess now you've told me, now, in this house, what about the rooms, the names of the rooms?
Well, this house, I would refer to it as a living room,
uh-huh,
and the dining room and the kitchen and a reception hall.
Mm-hmm.
And bedrooms upstairs, of course, and bath upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But